We were talking, of course, about dog mess on our streets, and it seems that litter is also a problem, and your report claims that you will come across, I find this hard to believe, an average of 5 litter items for every single step you take along your local beach in Northern Ireland. So that's 5 items for every step you take along your beach. A survey of our beautiful offer beaches by environmental charity Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful found that there were on average 528 litter items found on Northern Ireland's coastline every 100 metres. Unbelievable. It just makes it think, makes you think it's just a real mess. The report comes a week after another survey showed that 1 in 7 of our streets and parks failed to meet the accepted standard for litter last year. 1 in 7. And that is despite councils here spending a total of $43 million on cleansing during 2015 and 16. So what do you think? Is it our attitudes to litter and the likes of dog dirt? What is it like where you live? Just how dirty are we? 030 30 80 55 55. Joining me now is Ian Humphreys from Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful and commentator Brendan Mulgrew. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning, Vinny.
Ian, are we all just a bit disgusting?
Sorry?
Are we all just a bit gross? Like, it just seems unbelievable that you would find that much dirt and mess on your beach.
We're not all that gross, and there's an awful lot of people actually out picking up litter on beaches and on our streets because they can't stand looking at it. So, but we do, in our surveys, find that about a third of the population in Northern Ireland will admit to us that, yes, they drop litter.
And is this purely a mindset thing that we think that it is acceptable, and if it's just us, just that one packet of crisps, it won't make much impact?
I think it is a mindset, and actually when you ask people, most people know it's wrong, and what we have to do is trying to work out what will actually stop them doing what they already know is wrong, and I think one of those things is the consequences, and that might be a fine, and we do issue about 4,000 of those a year. But another one which is really interesting is the shame if their mum found out. And I think, you know, you see somebody dropping litter, you know, tell their mum and that'll stop it.
Is that the suggestion there, Ian, that there, maybe the majority of people doing this are younger people?
No, well, I suppose if you took a broad age brackets, yes, up to sort of the mid-30s, it is mostly younger people. But actually in every age group, there's quite a considerable number of people admitting that they drop litter. So really this has to be a message to everybody to your bit. Put it in a bin.
Is there a particular area in Northern Ireland that is bad for litter or beach in particular?
People will know the hot spots. You know, people will know where it gathers. And for beaches in particular, it's just bad luck if you're on a beach which has the winds pushing litter onto shore, because our seas are literally chocker with plastic litter, particularly that floats, and then every storm or every tide, it's getting washed up. We know this because that report you referred to earlier. Those number of items of litter, we find that every quarter. So every 3 months we'll go back to that beach, we will count the same roughly number of items. We clean the beach, volunteers go in, they take all that litter away, and 3 months later the same number of items are back on that beach. So that isn't all being dropped by people visiting the beach. In fact, a small amount of that is, it's mostly coming washed in from the sea, and obviously there's a bigger issue there.
Brendan, do we just not care enough?
I think there is a social problem there, Vinny, and I can't imagine for one second that if you put someone on the spot and said, is it okay to drop litter? Is it okay to drop, for example, a cigarette butt? And I think around Belfast, they said, we do have a problem, particularly with cigarette butts. I can't imagine anyone would say, yes, I do think that's okay. So while everyone would agree that it's the wrong thing to do, far too many of us just casually do drop cigarette butt or crisp packet. And I think we'll have to move towards a situation where that is just socially unacceptable. The shaming thing, I think.
But is it not already socially unacceptable? I don't know anyone that thinks it's all right, but obviously, clearly, people are doing it. So I just don't understand that contrast.
Yeah, I agree with that. And if you put someone on the spot and said, is it okay to drop litter? Surely 100% of people would say, no, it's not okay, but too many people do it. In Glasgow, if you're caught dropping a piece of litter, there's an option to either pay an £80 fine, or to, in the same way, if you're caught for speeding here, you can pay a fine or go on a speeding course. In Glasgow, I think this is a good idea. You can choose to spend 3 hours picking up litter in your city centre. Now, I think there's something in that. It could be something worth looking at for Belfast and other towns and cities.
Well, should we give out more fines, Brendan? Is that the key to be stricter and to be, you know, to take a tougher stance on people that are caught doing this?
As far as I'd be concerned, Vinny, the tougher the stance, the better. The more fines, the better. And if that's what it takes to get people to wise up, and that's what it is, wise up and stop dropping litter on our city centre streets and, as you're saying, on our beaches as well. I think where people live in residential areas, certainly where I live, you know, the streets are clean and they are cleaned on a regular basis. It's when we get into our town centres, our city centres, unfortunately, it's when we get to the countryside and sometimes obviously on the beaches as well, that's where the litter becomes a real factor. More fines, yes. And the only people who could complain about that are those that are getting fined. You know what? You shouldn't be dropping your litter in the first place.
That's true. Ian, you mentioned 4,000 fines. Is that in the last year?
Roughly 4,000 a year,
and
yes.
And what are each of those fines for?
Mostly for litter, and there's a smaller number because it's harder to spot the perpetrator for dog fouling. But then there's maybe a couple of hundred cases to go to court, and people end up with a criminal record, which of course is the end result.
So you could get a criminal record from dropping litter?
It's a criminal offence to drop litter or to let your dog foul, yes.
And how much in terms of that actual fine? Are these £50 fines, £80 fine?
Well, they vary, and it's one of the things we would prefer a standard rate across Northern Ireland, but they vary from, you know, it can be £50, it could be £80. You could be right on both of those in actual fact. But the point is that if you've had a fine, you're less likely to litter in the future. And the more people you're going to tell, I got a fine, and I'm, you know, whether you're upset about it or not, then they realise you can't.
The thing is, Ian, if you got a fine for being a dirt bird, you probably wouldn't tell many people. How visible are the litter wardens? Because I've never, unless they look like parking attendants, I see lots of them, but I've never seen one.
Well, they're all now wearing uniforms. I mean, they have cameras, etc., to record what happens if they're confronting somebody, because it can be sometimes obviously quite a difficult situation to handle.
And do we have many of them?
Well, I don't have the number in front of me. We have a report coming out later, probably in a month or so, which will give a lot more detail on these kind of things. But the point is there are litter wardens out there. They are catching lots of people, and those people, if they are caught twice, or if they're, you know, don't really respond well when they're challenged, they could end up in court with a much higher fine than the £50 or £80. They could have £1,000 fine.
Okay, Fiona in Ballymena. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Do you drop litter, Fiona, or are you a tidy resident?
Pardon?
Do you drop litter?
No. I am one of those people that pick up litter and get enraged when I see people doing it. And I was giving an example of where I was just behind a car coming out of or going out of a hospital car park, and the car in front of me was being driven by a middle-aged lady, but she had at least 3, maybe 4 children in the car with her. She wound down her window, threw out her litter. I was so cross. I got out of my car, picked it up, tapped her window. She wound down the window and I said, "I think you've dropped something," and I handed it back to her. Now, she took it from me, but I think she was so dumbfounded that she actually took it. But it was just, my concern was, you know, she was giving example to those children in the car.
Exactly. The children that probably think that is acceptable, that's okay because mum's on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was really, really cross about that.
There will be some, Fiona, that might be afraid to tackle someone on the street like you did, that you never know the reaction you're going to get from somebody.
Well, indeed, but I had done it before I even thought about it.
You saw red.
Back into my own car, I thought, oh dear, is she going to come back and attack me? But she didn't, she drove on.
Well, maybe she'll think twice the next time, Fiona.
One incident that I saw, observed myself, but couldn't do anything about it was, I was driving behind the teacher of one of my children, and he wound down the window and threw out litter.
No.
Well,
your kid's teacher?
A teacher, well, not my teacher, but a teacher that taught in the grammar school that my children.
Well, let's not say the school in case we get anyone into trouble, but
no,
would like to think that someone in that position, maybe I'm being a bit naive here, but that they would have a bit of a civic responsibility and not do something like that. Like, I'm sure if they saw a child doing it on the playground, they would not be happy. They would tell them off.
Absolutely. But the reason why I rang actually was because one of your commentators there, I think it was did you have a Mulgrew?
A Brendan Mulgrew, still there.
Well, he suggested that it was young children. And that was 2 examples of adults.
Well, there you go, Brendan. There's adults, a teacher, in fact, someone that's teaching our kids, and a parent, and they're doing it, and no shame about it.
Yeah, and I'm not at all suggesting that it's exclusively young people, and I've seen older people as well. In fact, your caller from Ballymena describes a very common phenomenon of people simply casually rolling down the window and flicking cigarette butts out along the motorway.
Yeah, it wasn't cigarettes, but it was actual litter.
Or litter, yeah. And I think
that's another issue that gets me. People who go out of buildings to smoke, and then they just stub out their cigarette on the pavement. And that's really, that is litter, but they don't see it as litter. Or that's how I think myself, that they actually don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah. Okay, Fiona, thank you. Jean and Lurgan, good morning.
Morning, Fanny. How are you?
Not bad. Go ahead.
Fanny, I'll tell you what it is. I presume your commentators are still there.
They are.
I'll tell you what it is. The talk about finding people who maybe accidentally drops a cigarette butt or...
How do you accidentally drop a cigarette butt?
Well, if you just let me continue on with my point.
Okay.
The point is that they're talking about having litter inspectors and stuff like that there catches people doing this. Where are these litter inspectors at 1:30 in the morning of a Friday night, Saturday morning, and a Saturday night, Sunday morning, when people is coming out of carry-out restaurants? And they're dropping their pizza boxes and their Chinese wrappers and everything else on the ground. Where is the inspectors again?
Well, Ian, that's a fair point. Sometimes the worst offenders are at night when they're full of booze.
I think you're right. And I think there are things. I mean, the councils work incredibly hard to, first of all, lift up litter after us. And that's the $43 million. And that's the cost we all pay for it. But they also do have people out trying to catch folk. But I do think there is something in the point there that if we had more different shift patterns, that we might catch more of the people letting their dogs foul at dawn and dusk, and we might catch more people at the weekends. But I know, you know, living well, wherever you live, it doesn't really matter. People will be driving along. If they're 1.5 miles from a fast food place, they'll be dropping litter out the window, and we can't have eyes and cameras everywhere. And really, the lady caller who was saying she challenged, while we do have to risk assess that, the more of us that make it socially unacceptable to drop litter, rather than rely on having officers on every street corner to catch everybody.
True, but it's a dangerous road, is it not, Ian, to suggest people should confront, because you just do not know that person, or, unless you do, of course, you just don't know how they're going to react, and they could react very negatively, especially when you are, you know, you're not going up and saying, here's a rose, you're saying, you're a dirt bird, you drop that, have you got no shame?
Well, yes, I think people have to risk assess that and make their own mind up about that. Certainly the way that it was handled in the example there is a way that I would, which is, I think you've dropped something and you're very polite about it, and you're just pointing out that they maybe dropped something. And
may I just come in here again?
Go ahead, yes.
I'll tell you what it is. Yes, it's all right for that gentleman to say that there, yes. But at the same time, you know, there was something on Stephen's show a long time ago where, again, a person did drop a cigarette butt out. Cigarette butt is cork. It dissolves. It's not like a pizza box lying in the middle of the street. And again, Mr. Rogers has been on the show himself talking about this. And again, why are these, if they're looking so many fines, and to fine people for a cigarette butt where a poor lady did get caught out accidentally?
Or yes, that was a lady.
Where are these litter wardens in the early hours of the morning?
Well, it's a good question. And then, we've already mentioned, Jean, 43 million councils have spent here, and that's on cleansing 2015 to 2016. 43 million. Like, that's not far off a million a week. It's incredible. Jean, thank you. Brian and Derry, go ahead, Brian.
Good morning, Vinny. I noticed, you know, there are not too many young callers, and I know your audience wouldn't be young either.
What are you trying to say?
There's an Italian phrase, we're born firemen and we die arsonists, you know. Or sorry, it's the other way about, we're born arsonists and we die firemen. So I'm thinking about it from a younger person's point of view. I think it's an educational thing. If we spend £43 million, apparently, on cleaning up this rubbish, my idea would be to introduce a litter bin in high school, primary school and secondary school. And the way that would work, every time you drop a piece of litter into the bin, you would a number would come up, like something, well, just a random number. Say 87 was the winning number for this week. You might win £50, £25 or whatever.
Right.
But by getting them young people into that habit, then you would, you know, it would become second nature when they pass a litter box in the street.
Brian, what's it like up in Derry, Londonderry? One thing I notice here quite often on a Monday morning, but sometimes during the week as well, you'll see where I park and I'm walking to work, you see sick along the street where people have been out partying in Belfast, and then they've had too much, they've had a skinful, and then they're sick, and then you're walking past or through, if you're unlucky, that on your way to work.
It's a bit unpleasant, I suppose. I just live out of the city, but anyway, The one thing that gets me is the chewing gum, you know what I mean? And that's even harder to pick up in the litter. Why, you know, I know we've talked about this before, but surely at a time when we're, you know, it's not a health issue, but chewing gum is an awful mess. If we can introduce tax on tobacco and health, the damage to your health,
okay,
then surely we can introduce some kind of a tax on the chewing gum companies. But anyway, just on the lady in the car there, I was talking a wee while ago, I know I'm diversifying here from whatever, but in the car, stick a plastic bag round the gear stick and throw everything into that. And whenever it's full, put it in the bin.
I know, but sure, that's easy to say, Brian. But and people, once again, they know that it's wrong to drop litter, to spit out their chewing gum, but they still choose to do it. Brian, thank you very much.